Main real estate headlines. VGSI main online database lets pros access municipal property data by town. Vision Government Solutions hosts an online database where users can click on their municipality to view property information. Real estate professionals in ME can use this tool to quickly pull municipal property records for listings, valuations, and due diligence across the state. Visit http://vgsi.com/main-online-database/ and select your municipality to start researching. Main real estate headlines. Main building permits. What ME land brokers need to know about soil tests and paperwork. A guide covering the paperwork, soil tests, and steps required to obtain a building permit for vacant land or acreage in Maine. ME real estate professionals field client questions about buildability daily. Knowing the permit process upfront smooths transactions and sets proper expectations. Bookmark this FAQ to share with buyers evaluating undeveloped ME parcels. moorsrealty.com/getting-a-building-permit for your main-land or lot slash. Main real estate headlines. Main Real Estate Commission changes show minimal market disruption. A shift in the way commission fees are calculated has had little impact in Maine so far, according to most agents. Real estate professionals in ME can proceed with confidence knowing the new commission structure has not significantly disrupted local transactions. Review how fellow Maine agents are adapting to commission fee changes at themainemonitor.org/realestate-commission-changes/. Maine real estate headlines. Ellsworth ME expands permit resources for construction and waterfront development. The City of Ellsworth provides information on construction permits, land development permits, and permits for structures near water bodies. Real estate professionals in ME need to understand Ellsworth's permitting requirements to accurately advise clients on buildable land, waterfront properties, and development timelines. Review Ellsworth's permit categories before listing or developing properties in the area. https://www.ellsworthmaine.gov/services/permits/. Maine real estate headlines. Maine commission rates shift. What the NAR settlement means for ME agents. Maine real estate commissions dropped to 3% following the NAR settlement, with sellers no longer required to cover buyer's agent fees, which are now negotiable. ME agents must adapt their business models and client conversations as commission structures become more transparent and negotiable. Review how to position your value proposition in Maine's new commission landscape at the source link. Background and context. The HOA documents that matter when buying a condo. Beyond the standard CC&Rs, four documents predict future assessment risk. The reserve study, is the association underfunded? The most recent two annual budgets? The delinquency report, what percent of owners are behind? And any pending litigation. A reserve study funding ratio below 30% is a yellow flag. Below 10% is red. Special assessments in underfunded associations routinely run $10,000 to $50 per unit and arrive with little notice. The reserve study is a legally required disclosure in most states, but most buyers never ask for it. Request the reserve study and delinquency report in writing during your diligence period. Background and context. When and how to appeal a property tax assessment. Most ME jurisdictions allow appeals in a narrow annual window after assessments mail. The strongest appeals lead with three comparable sales from within 6 months and a half-mile radius and explicitly address why the subject differs from the assessor's comp set, typically condition, location, or improvements that were overcounted. Successful appeals reduce the assessed value for the appeal year and often reset the baseline for future years. Even a 10% reduction compounds over a decade of ownership. Mark your assessment mailing date in your calendar and start gathering comps 60 days before. Background and context. When a Phase 1 environmental site assessment is non-negotiable, a Phase 1 ESA is required for most commercial loans and is strongly recommended whenever a site has had industrial, gas station, dry cleaner, or auto repair use in its history. The ESA itself does not test soil. It researches historical use and identifies recognized environmental conditions that may justify a Phase 2, which does test. CERCLA liability for contamination attaches to current owners, regardless of who caused the contamination. A Phase 1 performed before purchase establishes the innocent landowner defense, which is otherwise nearly impossible to claim. Order the Phase 1 early in diligence. Turnaround is typically 2 to 3 weeks.